الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. In this ayat al-kareema, it is such an ayat that every Muslim knows this ayat and every Muslim knows the translation of this ayat also. But our Honorable Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, the common translation which we know is the correct one, but not the complete one. Because according to Arabic grammar, this is a nominative sentence, and the verb that is used is fa'al mudari, which also shows to continuity. So the complete translation is all the time, continuously. Allah Ta'ala and His Malaika are sending salawat, durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this continuity has to be included in the translation to make it a complete translation. Now in this ayat we read that Allah is sending salawat, durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is the meaning of Allah sending durood? One, it is quite clear that Allah does not do it as ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah do? Allah is ma'bud, the worshipped. He's not the worshipper. Who must he worship? Allah is one alone. La ilaha illallah, la sharika lahu. So he, what is the meaning? There are two meanings, or rather four meanings, of the meaning of Allah sending durood. One is that Allah Ta'ala is continuously raising the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When this ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. He asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning of this ayat? The Sahaba were embodiment of adab, respect. They did not give their opinions. Today, any small matter about a divorce issue, about halal, haram, sighting of the moon, almost everyone becomes a mufti. And everyone is giving his opinions. This is not correct. If we are honest ourselves, if we have got knowledge of deen, then we should give our opinions. But if we don't give our opinion about a heart bypass, about a transplant, about anything, we say take second opinion from another doctor. We say, I don't know about this, you must take that opinion. If it is about anything else, an electrical problem, a plumbing problem, we ask the plumber, we ask the electricians. But when it comes to the matters of deen, very sadly, we all just give in our opinion. This also we should refer it to the people who have studied the Quran and Hadith, the ulama, the mashayikh, the shuyukh, leave this to them. So the Sahaba said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. We don't. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know better than me. Then Allah sent the tafsir of this ayat by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. And what a beautiful tafsir. Allah said the meaning of this ayat is, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. That whenever I'll be remembered, Allah will be remembered, I've made the arrangement in the world that, oh my beloved Nabi, honorable, loving Nabi, you will be remembered with me all the time. So we see in the world, due to geographical differences of time, we are making Zohar now, somewhere they are making Asr, somewhere they are making Maghrib, somewhere it's Isha time now, somewhere it's Fajr time in the world. Continuously, every moment, there is namaz carrying on in the world. And before every namaz, there is adhan carrying on. And every adhan, where it has ashadu an la ilaha illallah, it must have ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Otherwise, that adhan is not complete. So 24 hours in the world, in the airwaves, the adhan and the shahadat of Allah's wahdaniyah and the shahadat of Allah's Rasul's risalat is all the the time going on in the air. Also, we find that the first thing in the morning that we hear is the adhan, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. Then the last thing at night, the next what we learn, we hear loudly, clearly, is the adhan. When we get up in the morning, we are reading, or we should be reading, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So that's what Allah is Rasul. When we sleep at night, we should read kalima. If we are not, get into the habit of reading the kalima. How many people pass away in their sleep? And if we read kalima and we passed away, mashallah, how fortunate. We read kalima in the morning, we renewed our contract with Allah. So for the whole day, we are on iman. So we are reading that. Then we find that when the child is born, adhan is given in the right ear, yatama in the left ear. Allah's Rasul zikr, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When a person passes away, and we close the eyelids, it is sunnah to say, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. When we find a person and we put him in the qabr, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. So we see from east to west, north to south, morning to night, birth to death, Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. And this is what Allah wants, is zikr in the world. And if we reasonably behave as Muslims, we will be also part of that great honor which Allah loves, that His zikr must be made. So one is this, that the meaning of Allah sending guru, Allah is raising the position, وَرَفَعْنَا عَلَكَ ذِكْرَكَ in the whole world all the time. The other meaning of Allah sending guru, salawat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that continuously Allah is sending His mercy, rahmah, on Rawza-e Mubarak on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we stay, go to the Victoria Falls, or we go to the Niagara Falls, and any other big falls, water falls of the world, even though we're standing at quite a distance, that water comes with such a splash, which falls down, that the splashes will wet your clothes. They hardly usually at such places raincoats for you to wear. So your clothes won't get wet. So just like that, at Rawza-e Mubarak, at Kaaba Sharif, Allah's rahmat is coming down in torrents. There we don't have to wear a raincoat to save ourselves from the rahmat of Allah. There we need to take off our raincoats of sun so that Allah's rahmat falls upon us. And also, just a word of advice, when it rains, don't just keep away from the rain. You don't have to get sick, but go in the rain. That is the purest water, the pure rahmat of Allah. The water is physically also so pure. And it is Allah's rahmat that is coming. Wet yourself sometimes. And go in the rain also. But there, the spiritual rain of Allah's rahmat is coming down. Therefore, whenever we want to go for Umrah or Hajj, and we go to Rawza-e Mubarak, first try and go by some Waliullah, some Ahlullah, some Wali, who will take off your raincoat of sins. And then you go there and that rahmat is coming down 24 hours continuously, it's pouring down. If one drop falls on us, we will see our life change. We'll see the love of Islam will come into our hearts. Because we are covered with the raincoat of sins, we go on our way for Hajj and Umrah without salat on the way. We come back in the same way. We go without the sunnah of the beard. We come back without the sunnah of the beard. We go wearing western clothes. We come back with wearing western clothes. No change because of sin or for the raincoat of sin. We are that rahmat didn't. We went so close to Allah's Nabi. We went so close, but we didn't get that mercy. We went to Kaaba Sharif, Baytullah Sharif. And there also Allah's rahmat is falling down, but we are coming with the raincoat of sin, we don't get the benefit. So that's the second meaning, that Allah's rahmat is continuously falling down. The third is Allah's love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot imagine. But it's growing every second. Allah's love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is growing more and more in the world. And Allah is raising the position. And the rewards of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every moment are increasing all the time. We are sitting in the masjid, all the salah that what we got, we make ghusl, we wore clean clothes, we came to the masjid, is going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read Quran Sharif, the salah is going to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his position Allah is making higher and higher. So that is the first Allah is sending durood, salah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. understanding the word continuously. What is the meaning of the durood, the salawat of the malaika on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we also make this dua regularly that oh Allah give us the marifat, the recognition of our Nabi, who our Nabi is. Today we know our cell phone what and what it can do. On our cell phone we are booking tickets from this part of the world to that part. We are protecting people everywhere. We know what our laptops can do for us, our computers, all the different programs. We know our car. We know this is a Mercedes. This is a BMW. Top of the range, computerized. What things it can do? But what about our Nabi? How much do we know about our Nabi? It's a sad rejection of our Iman and Islam that we don't know our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even a little bit. All we know that he's Allah's Nabi, but more, what were his qualities? And there are almost 1,000 names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi. Each name is showing what he meant. Nemesis, what a great Rasul he was, but we have got no contact. If we made that, like for example, a person buys any electronic gadget, a phone, whatever it is, and he knows what it can do, his mind is fully on it. He bought it, he can't get home. While he's driving, he's looking at it also. He wants to start operating and using it also. As soon as he's home, he doesn't want anyone to disturb him now. Now he wants to start fixing it up and it must start working and everything. Well, we haven't got that for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't even buy one kitab on the seerah, on the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the manaqib, the honorable position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We haven't got that feeling. So this also, that we should have the malaika, they understand. So they are continuously sending salawat. And why won't it be so? When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خَلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have got the greatest of character. Not only that you have got it, so to say in our terminology, oh my Nabi, I have given you the franchise and the sole agency of akhlaq. If you want good akhlaq, you won't get it anywhere else in the world. You'll only get it from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave him the sole agency and the franchise of good akhlaq. And Allah says, not only that you have it, you are on top of it. You have got the franchise. So anyone wants to know good character. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That we have sent you, but as a complete embodiment of mercy. Not lil Muslimin, only for the Muslims. Not lil Mu'mineen, not only for the Muslims, but lil Alameen, not only for human beings, not only for animals, all the realms. For everyone, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a complete mercy. But we don't know our Nabi, so we don't even think of sending one salawat, one durood on our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So he is at a great, great position. Allah al-Sayyidi rahmatullah alayhi, whose famous qasida Burda Sharif has written, in there he writes, فَعَلَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed, went far away of all the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. The Anbiya alayhi wa sallam are the choicest creation. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the choice of the choices. He knows how choice he is. Today, races, Olympic games, etc., a person needs a race for split seconds. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, won the race of good character, of beauty. When he was at the leading post, the rest of the Anbiya alayhi salam were not to be seen on the horizon stand. And the rest of the creation, there is no question where they were. The Anbiya alayhi salam were not seen at the horizon when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the leading post. So great is how that is. So continuously, Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, a poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said so many poems in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Islam, of deen. In one of his poems he said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي. My eyes have never seen somebody as handsome as you. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرِدِ النِّسَى. No woman has ever given birth to someone beautiful as you are. كَانَكَ خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. Allah created you pure and free from every fault. If we look in the mirror, today people are going India for nose transplant. The nose is too hard or too flat. No, can't have a nose. People are going for ear transplants, all types of transplants. And South Africa is famous for ear transplant also. And which nobody in the world could do, South Africa doctors did that. So all this stuff, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a Nabi that everything was perfect. أَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. As long as Allah made you as you wanted to be made. Like you wanted how your eyes will be, your nose, your cheeks, your ear, your complexion, your height, everything. How you wanted it, Allah made it like that. This is how Nabi alayhi wa sallam. So that is the continuous praises the malaika are sending on Nabi sallallahu. If we come to know him, please do this, try and get a seerat kitab, a kitab on the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read it 2 minutes every night, read it with the family, and wallah you will see how much our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will grow. Then Allah ta'ala after that commands the believers, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. The believers are the friends of Allah. Allah says, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. So today we know, if something is going cheap, there's a buyer at Checkers ShopRite. Immediately we find one another, the family, friends, that go, what is going very cheap? This is going, why is going very cheap? And we all rush to go and buy. So this business of sending Yurud Sharif is the greatest business. Our Shaykh Ahmadullah Ali say, people know all types of businesses. We know wholesale, retail, gold mine business, all refinery business, diamonds business, wholesale furniture, cars business, all types of business. But unfortunately, if we don't know, there is a business of sending Durood Sharif also. And this Durood business, there is practically no investment in it. And there is no time also. And the returns are the greatest. In dunya, you make so much effort. How many people do business? Running good businesses every day. But one shop burns down and they save us all. And you see all the profits of so many years just went away. Or a robbery takes place and they rob you with so much money, all the profits of so many years go away. In this business, no loss whatsoever. Only profit. And dunya's profit, if you make, you make billions also. But when you leave the dunya, the billions don't go with you. If you make, you see, I put my money in my cover. It will be like monopoly money. It's not going to help you at anything. A person plays the game of monopoly and then he, by the end of the game, I got 50 million, I got 50 million. Well, that 50 million you can't buy one chess also. You can't buy one box of matches also, not one candle. You can't do anything with that money. Just like that, all the dunya's dollars or yards or pounds, not going to help anything. We don't take it worth, even if we take it worth, it's not going to help us whatsoever. But the sawab that we gain will help us in this world also. We all must have heard many times that hadith of the three people in the Bani Israel who got close in a cave. No emergency service came and helped them. No police came and helped them. It was the amal that helped them. So even in this world, wherever you are, this Durood Sharif, which is one of the major sources of good amal, all the good deeds will help you. At the time of mort, it's going to help you. The greatest need we will have in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah, forever in Jannah it will stay. This is the big earning. So this is a great business of sending salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In my little knowledge that I have by Allah's power, one time we sent durood, and the shortest durood that has come, which the Sahaba used to read, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the shortest durood that has come in the hadith, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It only takes 3 seconds. But in 3 seconds, you make a profit, or you send one durood, you get a return of 70. How is that? It comes in the hadith. A person sends one time durood, Allah sends 10 duroods on him. And the salawat of Allah, we send our salawat with our dirty mouths, dirty minds, dirty hearts. We know how filthy we are. In outwardly, inwardly, we are so filthy. But in return, Allah, who is Subhan, who is pure, who has got no fault whatsoever, He sends 10 salawat on you. Allah sends 10 salams on you. Salamati, peace. If you have got peace, what more you want? People are earning so much money. People are building big houses. People are going for holidays. Big cars. We have peace. Peace is not in the car. We are looking for it in the wrong place. Peace is not in money. Read the Sarah and the presence there. Read of peace upon you. That is where you will get peace. Then Allah the Barakat, and it's 20 already. Allah raises your stages in Jannat by 10, 30 already. Allah takes 10 virtues and good deeds to your record of deeds. There's 40. Allah forgives 10 of your sins is 50. 10 Malaika make dua for you is 60. And you get the reward of 10 slaves, freeing 10 slaves, 70. You bought for 1 million, you make 70 billion profit. If you sell 1 million dua, 70 million you are making profit. No overheads. You don't have to pay salaries, no taxes to be paid, no deductions to be made in any way whatsoever. Net profit, and that is the minimum. How much Allah gives on the Allah? What a great ibadat Allah has given us. It comes in Hadith Sharif. Inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan. The person who will be the most closest to me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is the person who sent the most durood. And we all have the opportunity. You don't need any qualification that you have to have in a Greek, that you have to be a Mawlana, that you have to be a Sheikh. Any and everyone can send durood. How many salawat you send, so much more closer you will be to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have explained 3 meanings of being close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one meaning is to be physically close. Who wouldn't like to be physically close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the dreadful day of Qiyamah? What a terrible day it will be. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be, it will be only peace and tranquility and cool and calmness. So a person, the more he sends salawat, the more closer he will be to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second meaning is that person will have the greatest love for Nabi sallallahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the greatest love for him who sends the most guru. Whoever, and it's up to us, the more we send guru salawat, the more we will be loved by Nabi sallallahu. Who doesn't want the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So easy to gain, just send salawat. You don't need to be in wudu, you don't have to be in the masjid. There is no time restriction. You don't have to face qibla. You are driving, you can send guru. While you are on the phone, they put you on hold. Sometimes 10 minutes you are on hold. You could have made in that 10 minutes 200 durus, 300 durus, salawat. Where you could have reached. But we waste our time there. We are listening to music there. We are listening to the voices of strange women. We could in that time be reading durus, salawat and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just put your phone on loudspeaker, keep it a little bit far, and you busy yourself with guru. When they reply, you get busy, you see to your work, you answer the call there. So, the third meaning is that person is, the more you send guru, the more intercession, shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam you will get on the day of Qiyam. Who won't need the intercession and the shafa'at, the sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyam? How much more you send durood, salawat, so much more Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be intercede for you. So durood sharif is a very great ibadah. It comes in the hadith sharif. Al-baqidu idha dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. That is stingy. A miserly person is he, that when my name is mentioned in front of him, still he doesn't even send durood. In other words, what does it cost you just to move your lips and your tongue a little bit? Your throat is not going to get dry. Your mouth won't get dry. It costs you nothing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favors are upon us. We can never imagine. If a person, may Allah save us all, 6 months he's in hospital. And he got sick or accident or whatever. He couldn't pay his rent. He couldn't pay his water and light account. His family are suffering. And we can't put bread and butter even on the table. Somebody comes and puts 100,000 rand in his hands. Go sort yourself out. Put on all your ears and get your back on your feet. Whole life is in the praises of that person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's favors are more upon us than millions and billions of people who help out other people. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us the road to Jannah. He showed us the road to become insan, human being in this world. Otherwise we are like animals in this world. We haven't got Iman. We haven't got Islam. It is all Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through his sattva and through his blessings, we are going to get Jannah. And yet when we hear his name also, we don't realize that what are his great favors. And we don't say one salawat. The hadith says this, there is a person who is more stingy than him. In Urdu, there is a proverb, Makhi Chus. Makhi Chus means the person who sucked a fly. That means a person, how stingy was that person? He was eating soup kind. And a fly can eat his soup. And then it flew all the way. So he caught the fly and he started sucking it. That you can go, I don't need you. But my soup, you can have a soup on that. And the dirty, stinking fly. And he's sucking that also. How stingy is that person? More stingy than him, wallah, is that person that we hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we still don't read Duru. A Muslim who understands the favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't have to be reminded to read Duru. Automatically it should just come out of him continuously in appreciation of our great Nabi. One old couple, husband and wife, they've become old, all the children had fled the nest, they became married, living on their own. So the old man, when he used to go for Isha, the little lantern in the days of the old, that was burning, you should put it off. That the old lady, his wife, has also made wuzu finish. All she has to do is salat, she don't need light for that. So you should put it off to save the wick and to save so much paraffin or oil of the lantern. One day, he went halfway, he realized, I forgot to put off the lantern. He came back again. And he knocked on the door and he told his wife, the old lady, don't open the door. I just came to remind you, I forgot to put off the lantern and to tell you to put it off. She said, we are married 60 years, whatever. And you have trained me so well over this year. You forgot, I didn't forget. I put it off. You saw one of that little wig and the little oil, but you walked halfway back your sole of your shoe. That got worn out so much, you heard about that. So he says, I took care of that. At that point, I took off my shoes and my sandals and I put in the other by armful. When I reached back at that point, I was there again. Then she said that, you told me, Anderson, open the door. Why you said that? He said that, when the hinges were that worn out so much. What a stingy man. But Allah, more stingy than me is that person who doesn't send durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us topic to send durood in abundance. On Friday there is a particular durood. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi alfa alfa marra. 3 seconds. Oh Allah, send salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times 1,000 times. How much is that? 1,000 times 1,000? 1,000,000. So in 3 seconds you have sent 1,000,000 durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In return, Allah ta'ala will say, you will get a prophet of 70. 70 million from you will get prophet. And then, we are advised to send this durood on a Friday 1,000 times. 1,000 times 1,000,000? Is that a count? 1,000,000. Yeah. So 1,000,000 if we send it on a Friday on Jumu'ah. And then after Asr there is this very valuable durood also. After we make our Asr namaz on a Friday, sit on your place and read 80 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. 80 years of your sins will be forgiven. And 80 years of good deeds will be added to your account. Who is going to live for 80 years and only go one son? If you got a debt on you, your debt, your debt, and your father's debt, your grandfather, grandfather, great grandfather's debt, and somebody tells you just work, do work for 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and I'll write down all of that debt. And every Friday, your debts of 80 years of sins, you can get your amount of. And 80 years, who's going to live for 80 years and only make ibadah for 80 years? But in 4 or 5 minutes, if we just said, if your boss tells you, see our special customer is coming Friday after Asr, and if you give me 5 minutes, I'll give you wages of 80 years. If you are earning 10,000 a month and 120,000 a year times 80, all that, if you just give me 5, no boss in the world can ever give you that. But Allah, our great boss, yeah, rent cents for small profit, 20 cent profit, 5 cent profit, we do. What and what we do. And we know in there is the possibility of big losses also. The risks are so big that we do it all the time. And there are no risks, no possibility of loss. Only profits, guaranteed profits. Allah open our closed eyes and the closed eyes of our heart to understand the true reality. A successful man is not successful in dunya, will be successful in the qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, in Jannah, those who have those great mentions, not here that we are driving big BMs and big houses, no, who will be there successful. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Today after Maghrib Salah, there will be a program. And try and attend the ladies' program now between
3 and 4.
Where will it be?
Yeah,
the madrasa. So try and send the ladies also. Our ladies, quite a few have come, and inshallah, they won't only benefit, they will enjoy the talks also. Try and send the ladies also. Try and bring more people for the program tonight also. And then, Allah Ta'ala, let us benefit fully. Wa akhiru da'wana.